Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is, Shulchan Aruch is Nun Gimel Chafei. So you can't remove the chazan, the shliach tzibur, who's been to its official position, unless there's a real reason. Something you found, something that would puzzle him. Adds the haggah. Just if there's rumors about him, that's not a good enough reason to remove him. He had an inappropriate relationship with a woman, or he was moiser somebody over to the authorities. If you have real Edom that witnesses that this really happens, in that case, mavirno, so then we remove him, because it's not we don't want the inappropriate people up there. So you have the shliach tzibur, he's also shochet, so you know that means his clothes were very dirty. Not in his dirty, smelly clothing. You can imagine showing up with all the blood and guts all over his clothing. You don't want him up there davening that way. But he won't, if he refuses to change his clothes. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking Rav Eliyashiv has a chew. They asked him about, what about like scrubs? You know, doctors, guys who, that's how they go to work, right? It's always, would they be embarrassed to walk down the street that way? And they're like, you know, green scrubs? No. So he writes, it's better that he daven in his scrubs than go home and change and daven b'yichidus in proper clothing. That was the psak from Rav Eliyashiv. Yeah. Shlich tzibur hamenabel piv oshimirane b'shirin hanochrim. So then if the chazin speaks with nivel peh, he doesn't speak nicely, or he sings non-Jewish songs, here it means specifically songs they use for Avodah Zarah. Memachin miyado shlolasos kein. Good morning, we're in the middle of Chafei. We warn him, we tell him, you got to stop this, it's inappropriate behavior. V'im ein shmeh mavino so. And if he doesn't listen, at that point then you do. So it's not immediate removal. We tell him, you know, you can't go around using profanity. You can't start using these nigunim. Now, we'll see what that means, the shas tefillah, what that means outside of davening, where the Mefarshim can speak that out a little bit. Good morning. Shlich tzibur shehizkin. So now you get a little bit, he's an older chazan at this point. V'roitze lemano is beno l'sayel l'farakim. He wants to have his son come and help him out occasionally. I mean, not to take over, but, you know, to be there with him to do it. Even though his son doesn't have as good a voice as the father, there is this concept of that the son is memale makom. So im memale makom b'shar devarim, if he could do all the other things, fine. Beno kodim l'chol adam ve'ein hatzir yichon limchos biyado. So the son has a din kedima that the son gets to the first swara. This is like an appointed position. So usually it's a whole discussion. This applies in other areas as well, of rabbanus and stuff like that. But the son would be allowed to take over. Okay, a lot of Mishnah Berurahs now on this. Let's start back on Ayin Gimel. Chazan me'umonosu. So right, you have the chazan, the shliach tzibur. This is his parnos. He's the kavua. This applies to any type of appointment where it's not set for a certain amount. This is a 1 year, this is a 2 years, a 5 year. Hatam, the reason for this, shloyach shedum shenimza behem psul. That we shouldn't be choshed them, that we found something, disqualifying about them. Bo psul, ayin dalad. Be'edim, you have to have Eidim that says this. Va'az, ein mekablin oso ad sheyoshu b'tshuva shlema b'li ormo mirmo. Wouldn't be enough just to take a shavua. He already has a shavua on this. It's more in the beginning of, I think, of Dorim, that he already swore he was going to do these things. We all took a shavua to keep what it says in the Torah. So to take a shavua again, he's done it already. That didn't help. Okay, Ayin Hey is talking about this, the Haganah. We don't remove the chazan just based upon rumors. Right, we hear things are funny. Business is going on, so ein misalkim. We will not remove him. Aval lemanoso lechatchila. But if you have somebody that has a horrible, all the rep, everyone's talking about what this guy does. So then to put him there in the first place, afilu b'shvil rinum ba'alma lo limna. just because of a yeah, I'm sorry, yesh, I read the wrong, yeah, yesh limnoa, so to put him in, if there are rumors around him, so then you should avoid it. Afilu im harinu haya olav rak bialduso, even these are things that happened, as we saw from when he was very young. Still, d'che'er b'sif daud, remember back then we talked about the person had to have an impeccable reputation, right? So here he's saying the same thing. Shenitfas, now here's talking about himself. What about if a family member had an inappropriate relationship? Does that take him away? So if you hear these rumors about the man acting inappropriately with women, so you should set up an investigation on this. Shliach tzibah shebito zin satachas ba'alo. So his daughter was unfaithful. Einos lichadchila, right? You should not put him up there lichadchila. Ach imna says acher shekvar nismona. But if this happened after he already was appointed to the position, so then nira would appear to ein laharida b'shvil zeh. So the fact again, it's not a great thing; it's a horrible thing. But that would not necessarily remove the shliach tzibah from the fact that his daughter did this. Okay, Oshimos Adam, if he was, he gave over somebody to the non-Jewish authorities, very serious crime, Ayin Zayin, Oshimos Adam, Shliach Tzibur HaMa'ayim Al Chavero, if he threatens him, right, he says, if you, whatever, they're in a fight, I'm going to be moist for you, so right, he says, Limsur La'akum, V'lo Mosa, but he didn't really do it, he just threatened to do it. Says the Mishnah on the top line, now, afa pishim chur hadover. It's disgusting to do such a thing, even to threaten that. Afil adam she'ena shliach tzibur, ein nifsal kach. That doesn't necessarily possible him for this. Ela gorin bo, we reprimand him, we scream at him. Masrin bo, we say, she'im yosif lomer kedvarim halalu. If you start talking saying these things, you're going to keep doing this. So then, yaviruhu me'malo. So we're going to remove you. We explain them, this is very serious. You can't joke around with that. Ve'im hosif b'mirdo, if he continues with his merida, his rebellion. So then, roi lavir, at that point, you could take him down. Yeah. Ayin Ches, right? This is when there's Edom on it. It's not just a rumor, but actually Edom came and say they saw this. So if you have a continuous rumor about this, then even a single individual, not necessarily the whole Shiva Tova ear, but one person could prevent him from doing it. The Marshal, Chulin Sof Simon and Bays, Ayin Bir Halacha. That one person at a certain point would be allowed to get the chazan out. Okay? Moving through. So this is Ma'avir no so. Just we would take, when the Edom come, then we would.
Is it, it's only a certain class of things that the one Eid is good enough for them? Or it's anything?
Something that the coal is not, this doesn't stop. It's a continuous rumor. If any one of these types of things is happening, and it's just, oh, it's just a rumor, but the rumor's not going away. You know, this is for years already, right? The guy's got a track record or some sort of thing. It's haven't proven yet, but just then. So in that case, the Moganam says that he could be
removed.
Yeah.
On the basis of
money. Yeah. Again, the whole point by the one is the significance of that is before he's officially invested in as the shliach tzibur, then even one person could protest. Once he's in, the yochid is meaningless to take him down. But here we're saying if this is the factor is if there is this kol that's not posek, that it's a continuous rumor, then the yochid does have the ability to Okay, ayin tes. The Edom of the Ma'avir also im osa teshuva mahanish l'salko af im over b'mezid. So if a guy does tshuva, so then okay, people will make mistakes. We did tshuva, so then they're not going to remove him. Avalim noso mevor b'sif hey b'hagad b'mezid lo mahanish tshuva te ein pirko noa v'ayin sham b'mishne brua sif katan chav beiz im osa b'yaduso avera v'adayin lo shav af im iminuhu ma'avir noso posol b'avera le'edus. So this is suya in Sanhedrin, I think it's on let's think Chaf Hey maybe. It's talking about Psul Edus, right? A person, let's say they do something. There's the more we know, a Rasha Midarais is not allowed to testify, right? That's an open pasuk. You can't testify with give Edus with a Rasha. But the Rabbanan added on four categories in the Mishnah Chaf Dalad. That's when Masachik Bekuvia, a gambler can't do it. Malvin the Ribis, right? Person who lends with interest. A Mafrichayonim, the one who races like birds. And a Soche Shvius, the person who does business with Shemitah produce. So the Gemara goes through and talks about, what do you do for each one of these things? Does that mean the guy gambled, the guy raised birds, the guy whatever, did something, so now he's done for the rest of his life? So the Gemara goes, no, there's a whole thing, there's a way to do tshuva, but you have to do some sort of simon on it. Like, he breaks the dice, he throws away the things, he finds a valuable object that nobody knows him, he's in a new town, and he gives it back. So there are some sort of external signs that a person could do to show that he does tshuva. So tshuva does help. It's not, you know, just that a person does this, then he's off. He's done for the rest of his life. Okay. Next, we talk about a person whose parnasa causes him to, if he's a shochet or something like that, and he has dirty clothes. Hatsoin, right? He's got filthy clothing, so he should change them before he davens. Shlichti v'shemitoch cholio v'onso ef shal nakos lios tohar mikre laila. Right? So a person had clothing is dirty because of a mikre laila. A mitar atzbo klal v'hushlich tibur ef shal b'yamim neroim yesh ligor bo sheet boy. She said he has to go to the mikveh. Al koponim sheyotim b'goam hatsoin me'olov. Takes off the clothing. The im lo yishma ledivrei chachamim lirchot yofe lahasya begodim hatsoim el. If he won't wash himself off and clean himself, roy lahaviros, then he should be removed for that. That's the Takanas Ezra. Lachlif, to change his clothes. Okay. Vitov shiachalif begodav hamuluchlochim kol hayom kishaholech bein habrios shlo yehe bichlal ha mas niin. It shouldn't lead to a sina. People shouldn't talk badly about a person who's dressed as kashem shetamet chacham. Also, tzeis b'shup b'gadim amluch lochim kach shir tibur af apish ein tamet chacham. So a person has a public reputation. A tamet chacham shouldn't go around wearing dirty, filthy, ripped, torn clothing. So the shlich tibur, he could be an am haaretz, but he's got a good voice. He's the one who's up there davening. So he also has he's the tibur pointing for something. So he has a public image. He should not walk around dressed inappropriately. Okay, the next thing he did, he sings Shiri Hanochrim, like Goyish songs. Rotzalemna binigun shahanochrim inagim bo la vodas gilulim shalehem. Doesn't mean they sing whatever pop song on the radio is. It means they sing the songs that they do in their avodah zara. Vabach the tshuva simen kuf chav zayin kosev davk binigun shemiyuchal lezeh. It has to be a nigun that's designated for this purpose. Haholich bar koish shaloiv de gilulim, posel liyosh shlich zibar berosh hashan v'yom kippurim. Person who goes to non-Jewish courts are kos, without a heter. There are certain heterim that are given when a person can go to a non-Jewish court, right? Didon Netzach, Hameven Yovin.
So what does he mean? That he sings it on the side, or is he singing?
That's machlok is the Bal Hatanya. That's machlok is it means he's singing it up there. He's walking down the street, he's singing these songs. Yeah. So, yeah, good. It's machlokas in the Nechronim. Elaim Kane also tshuva says tshuva. Nearly, the marish lo nishar al yedei zeh, Mamun chaveru biyado, right? You can't have his. Did I skip a line? No. Your mom viru kigon shahay bazeh dinehim kidinenu, right? So he goes to the non-Jewish court, and their laws are just like ours. Afilu hachi pasul al kaponim berosh hashanah v'yom kippurim, right? That we have a higher standard for the yom and the roim. The who often godom mitzad atzmo. It's a terrible thing. Kidiise bechoshemish betzimin chavav. V'di'ilav hachi halo hapasul machmas averu afilu b'shar yomos hashanah ein lo liyos shliach tzibur. Because there's an iser lifnehem velo lifnei what's the gemara drasha lifnei velo hediotos lifnei velo akum, right? Getting peches kidele el besimin sif katan yudalit veulai bismaneinu. Nowadays, by masein harabim, due to our many sins, the nishtakach iser bekama anoshim, they forgot about this. Ve'efshedu who shogeg bedaver ve'ein l'paslo. So maybe he doesn't realize that he's not supposed to do this. And people don't know about this halacha, about the prohibition of going to non-Jewish courts, then maybe it's all done b'shogig. K'disa ke'ein zeh v'choshimish v'tzimun lamadalad sif dalad ayin sham. Al kopon, nevertheless, le'inin shlich tzibur rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim b'vada yesh lahachmi, should be strict. Shlich tzibur shahaya shochet v'nimsa shemocha treifa b'chezkas k'shira. Guy's a thief, guy's selling treif food. B'shogig, right, have an accidentally. Oh, shahaya minakir v'nimsa achrav chelev, or he was doing nikur, that's where you remove parts of the prohibition, and they found the chelev there anyway. Afal pish ein misalkin oso mishatz, even though it doesn't necessarily take away from his position, mikol malkum ein l'mnoisu l'chadchila. He shouldn't be put up there in the first place, right? But if he's there, he could stay. V'im osa tshuva, he did tshuva then mutter afil l'mnoisu. Again, person can't do tshuva. Kil el besif heis, agob. Kal shechilko tefilas rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim k'nohug. Im chola echad mehem lo yochel his palel. If he got sick and he can't daven, ainu rashoy lahamidu ish acher b'makomo v'yad hakal davk lahamidu. So he doesn't have the choice to put up his replacement. The Shliach Tzibur, I'm sorry, the Kehila will pick who his replacement is going to be. Pei Gimel, Shasha, his kin, he gets older. Hu Adin, B'chol HaMinuyim, Gam Kein B'no Kodim. For any type of appointment, the son comes first. V'afili Yesh Achirim Gedolim Imenu, even though they're greater than the son. Kevin Shehu M'male Mokom Avosov. As long as he is qualified, he gets the first spot. For a Rosh Hashiva or somebody who's a Magid Shir, then the son doesn't come first. Yesh Cholkim, and others disagree with that. Ein Mogin Avram, Knesses Gedola, Va'olas Tomid, V'teshuvas, Chasm Soifer, Chedek Orachayim, Simon Yud Gimel. He's not machriya one way or the other, and unfortunately this has been the cause of a tremendous amount of machlokis over the years, these types of questions. Pei Dalid. Roitze Kosova Rashbasham, who adin Michol and Yoni Haminuyim, Im Roitze Hamonoi Sheechod Yesaenu, but also mine lefrokim harshus biado. You're allowed to have somebody come help you occasionally, because of Knesset Gedola Davke im hu roi lekach, provided the helper is qualified. Hein beinyan hamalacha, hein be yirashamayim, both, you know, technically speaking, they're qualified, and also on an ethical, that they have a proper midos. Pehe Arab. Bilvad shelo yehe kolo mishuna, he can't have a bad voice. Ve'ein havir shat shebishvil acher shekolo oriv. Let's say you have somebody else who moved to town. He's got a better voice. You can't take out the chazan because of him. Ve'im harov chafetzim be'acher from the jenny majority. If you want the other guy, so then yishamshu shnehim ke'echad. You should find some way of sharing the position.